God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Amen. Well, I'm trying to follow my directions. And it doesn't say anything about the AA preamble, but it's in here, so I'm going to read it. Alcoholics Anonymous is a fellowship of men and women who share their experience, strength, and hope with each other that they may solve their common problems and help others to recover from alcoholism. The only requirement for membership is a desire to stop drinking. There are no dues or fees for AA membership. We are self-supporting through our own contributions. AA is not allied with any sect, denomination, politics, organization, or institution. Does not wish to engage in any controversy. Neither endorses nor opposes any causes. Our primary purpose is to stay sober and to help others achieve sobriety. And I've asked a young lady who has been a friend of mine for about a dozen years to read for us this evening from the original manuscript written in 1938 of How It Works. Madeline, would you please come up? I know her in a biblical sense.
Hi, everybody. My name's Madeline. I'm an alcoholic. Okay, this is the original manuscript written in 1938, How It Works. Rarely have we seen a person fail who has thoroughly followed our directions. Those who do not recover are people who cannot or will not completely give themselves to this simple program, usually men and women who are constitutionally incapable of being honest with themselves. There are such unfortunates. They are not at fault. They seem to have been born that way. They are naturally incapable of grasping and developing a way of life which demands rigorous honesty. Their chances are less than average. There are those, too, who suffer from grave emotional and mental disorders, but many of them do recover if they have the capacity to be honest. Our stories disclose in a general way what we used to be like, what happened, and what we are like now. If you have decided you want what we have and are willing to go to any length to get it, then you are ready to follow directions. I'm not used to that directions word. At some of these, you may balk. You may think you can find an easier, softer way. We doubt if you can. that's what it says. With all the earnestness at our command, we beg of you to be fearless and thorough from the very start. Some of us have tried to hold on to our old ideas, and the result was nil until we let go absolutely. Remember that we are dealing with alcohol, cunning, baffling, powerful. Without help, it is too much for you. But there is one who has all power. That one is God. You must find him now. Half measures will avail you nothing. You stand at the turning point. Throw yourself under his protection and care with complete abandon. Now we think you can take it. That's what it says. Okay, now we think you can take it. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as your program of recovery. 1, admitted we were powerless over alcohol, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care and direction of God as we understood him. 4, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6, were entirely willing that God remove all these defects of character. 7, humbly on our knees, ask him to remove our shortcomings, holding nothing back. 8, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make complete amends to them all. 9, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our contact with God, praying only for knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual experience as the result of this course of action, we tried to carry this message to others, especially alcoholics, and to practice these principles in all our affairs. You may exclaim, what an order. I can't go through with it. Do not be discouraged. No one among us has been able to maintain anything like perfect adherence to these principles. We are not saints. The point is that we are willing to grow along spiritual lines. The principles we have set down are guides to progress. We claim spiritual progress rather than spiritual perfection. Our description of the alcoholic, the chapter to the agnostic, and our personal adventures before and after have been designed to sell you three pertinent ideas. A, that you are alcoholic and cannot manage your own life. And B, that probably no human power can relieve your alcoholism. C, that God can and will. If you are not convinced on these vital issues, you ought to reread the book to this point or else throw it away. That's what I said.
Well, after hearing the last message, I got a little emotional. And it's that language of the heart deal. And I certainly identified with Ronald. And back when Madeline was reading about the, we become sold on these ideas. And the gentleman was asked to share with us tonight. Has always given me hell about this. But I accept it because he knows me that well. It was next month will be 14 years the way I remember it, that I became sold on the ideas that he was giving me. And I was in a penitentiary, and I'd spent my whole life trying to stay out of a penitentiary. And I found myself in a penitentiary with my sponsor, and he was saying, this guy said a lot of things, but one of them that I talked to him about, he said, they don't want to know about, you don't have to be have a bunch of numbers after your name. They want to know how to stay sober. Come back in here and do this deal. And try to share with them about being sober. Talked about a guy that was a furniture salesman. So in my elaborate mind that, you know, that's bigger than life, I was selling mattresses, so I thought I was a furniture salesman. So I identified with what he's talking about, you know, these guys that were bringing the message to him, and I was encouraged to try to do that. Right after that, I started going to penitentiaries, to meetings, and it's been something that's, it's not for everybody, but for those of us that have that passion and compassion, it's irreplaceable. And it means so much to me that it's hard to explain. But it doesn't matter what I explain to you anyway. It's what I do that counts. And he told me that too. So I doubt if I've moved Tom tonight, so I'll leave that handkerchief for him. But it is a really an honor and a privilege to introduce to y'all tonight Tom Ivester from Aberdeen, North Carolina, a true friend.
Yay! Thank you.